for reassuring or not, for reminding us the reassurance of God, His presence every day of our lives. Every time I sing Go Tell It on a Mountain, Tim, will you remember what happened? I think it was over 10 years ago. I was with Ian back then, with everybody of you much younger then. We went tubing on Cyprus, and Tim started it. He started saying, Go Tell It on Mountain. Yes, 10 years ago, while we were tubing. Actually, I still remember to this day, every single time I sing this song, I remember the scenery. It was such a blessed feeling to be surrounded in God's creation, with all the woods around us, the snow, like in the sloop lake underneath us, and we were all like singing while we tubing. It's such a great experience to experience God every single day, not just on Sunday sitting in this chair. So now time for a sermon. May I invite Pastor, I know I will say it wrong, you can correct me when you're up here, Pastor Samir. Here we go. Please, we hand the time falling to you.
Good morning. Pastor Samir asked me to read scripture. I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Amen. Yeah, thank you to invite me to come and share with you folks this morning. And I'm very happy to be here. And when I came into the building, I feel like I came here before. Because I go many churches, Chinese, to share from many years already. You guys looks like every Chinese in Lower Mainland. You are a beautiful and wonderful people, actually. I love it. I think maybe Chinese language is for you is just, like, it's easy to speak, and Arabic for me, very good, no problem. No, I can speak Arabic anytime. Even my dream is still Arabic, by the way. Yeah, but English, I have it when I came to Canada from 30 years ago. I try, you know, they teach me a lot of English. So still, Kevin Thiessen, he helped me a lot also to teach me how I do right grammar, you know. We have Wendy Thiessen with us today. It's a Kevin wife, and Wendy is assisting our ministry, in Oasis Ministry. Our brother Kevin, I know him from many years, maybe 17, 18 years. And Kevin and Wendy are very close friend to my family and also in the ministry. We serve in the same organization, MBM, Mennonite Brethren Mission Service International. So we are together from long time already. And he helped us in a wonderful way in Immigration Refugee Welcome Center in city. He do amazing ministry. I don't like say amazing job, because it's not a job, it's a ministry. Amazing ministry he doing there. And he's a very active man, very active. He's younger than me, I don't like say how many years, but he's younger than me, and he have energy, you know, to do it more than me. So he is a blessed for my life and for the ministry and for our team. So this is first time to hear about Oasis, I think so, right? I don't know, you guys, do you know anything about Oasis ministry? Maybe you don't. Okay, so I'll give just introduction very quick, and I'll share one or two story. And I will be finished I think 5 minutes to 11. Am I right? 11 is okay. Thank you for this 5 minutes. Thank you. Yeah, and our TV ministry, they are always there. But I use the RPs now, so before they use the hands. Now they talk with me on the RPs. You need to finish. So, you know, Oasis Ministry starts from 30 years with a vision, you know. And when I say a vision, it's good if you like to do a ministry, do it with vision, not just because you love it. Love it different than vision. You love to do the ministry. That's okay. Every believers love to do every ministry. But you need to catch your vision from God. This is very important. I'm always, when I share first time in any churches, I like to share this. You know, idea is different than vision. You can have good ideas. That's okay. Ideas come after vision. It's good, yeah. It's ideas come, but is after the vision, after God give you the vision. And you can't create the vision by yourself. Like say, okay, you are go to bed in the evening, wake up with a vision. No. Vision has come from different times with God and pray and ask God and tell him, what do you want me to do, God? I am here, you know, I'm between your hands. Send me what you want. And he give you the vision. He give you the vision maybe through dreams, maybe through the Bible when you read your Bible every day, maybe through some preacher, they preach, and God send you a message through him. You know, you feel hungry for something spiritual, you know, like this. So I catch a vision long time to reach a Muslim around the world. That is my vision. And after this, when I have a wife, and I ask her about my vision, and she agrees with my vision, and we are both together, we have the vision. After God gave us the children, two boys, long time, you know, now they are not boys anymore, you know, they are men, and I ask them about my vision, and they attend even the churches when I preach. So, and Martin and David, my children now, they catch the vision. They believe in the vision. So, vision is not just you. Could be the family. Not could be. I fix my English here. It's supposed to be the family. You know? Is this right English? Right, Wendy? Okay, thank you. So, so like, you know, because if you just by yourself in the vision, what about wife, husband? You'll be, you know, all the time like argument. But when you have a same vision, no argument. You can serve God with peace. And this is very important. God gave me a vision, long time to reach Muslims. So to reach a Muslim, listen to me, please, very careful. Reach Muslim is easy to say. Easy, very easy to say. Takes me less than half a minute. But to do it, I like to say in a very honest way, you know, is not easy. It's very difficult. Very difficult. You say how? Oh, it's a long story how. But I just share with some people and he said to me, you know, like in a Muslim country, like say Iran, or in a Muslim country, say Egypt or Tunisia or Morocco, if somebody become a Christian and he make a decision, he will follow Jesus. Number one, he need to ready to die. This is number one. No question about this. Number two, he need to ready to be kicked out from his home and his family. Lose the family. Number three, he need to be ready to lose the job. Number four, he need actually to be ready to lose the country. So, who can make this decision? He need to think 100 times about those four things, you know. That's why it's difficult. When you listen to somebody, he say, I was a Muslim and I become Christian, is equal to the same when you see somebody say, I was blind and now I see. The same thing is, same, even more stronger than this. So, praise God, God give us a vision to reach those Muslim people. You know, we start to think about how we reach them. Every time you like to reach Chinese, you know, in this area, in Burnaby area, you need to think how I do this. Not just idea come to you. Take the plan from God. God said to Moses, leave Egypt. And later, he gave him the plan. Yes, sometimes people not help him to obey the plan and pray God. That's why they lose 40 years on the desert. But very important to also have the plan from God. Sometimes I have the plan and I go to God. I said, God, can you bless the plan? Actually, it is not right. Do it, but you will lose many things. It's much better to go to God and give you the plan and you sign to say yes. Did you catch it? Are you okay, guys? Thank you. Smile, please. Can you smile? Thank you. So I become happy. If you Arabic people, I will not let you not smile if I preach, okay? So, you know, and when God gave me the vision, so I start to ask about the plan, how I do it. And I came to Canada in 1990 with my family, and we start to think about media. I was evangelist in Egypt for many years. So I know many, many Egypt and North Africa, Middle East. I preach a lot in this area. And I said, okay, when I came here to Canada, to Surrey actually, from 30 years, I said, I will start the media. How? You don't need to ask how. All what you need to obey. That's all what you need. Yes, God, I am ready. That's all. And God will help you to give you how, not me. So God sent the MBE conference, support me and support the vision and catch the vision. And when they catch the vision, start to support in a very strong way. So we start radio. Sorry if I give very introduction for Oasis, so you understand what is Oasis and what is Kevin doing with Oasis and Wendy. So we start radio. I will give it very, very quick here. And after this, we start television for half an hour every week, Tuesday night, in the cable, actually, in Surrey. So it was an ethnic channel. And, you know, we start this every Tuesday night, the TV. I give you a story here about television. Can I? You know? You know what? Every time on TV, like from long time, I talk about 20 years ago. And I said to this, when I bought after I finished the television program, I'm always speaking Arabic, interview somebody. And in the end, I'm always say this every time. Here is Jesus film in Arabic is free. Please, you know, phone us, write to us. We send it to you free, absolutely free. I say this. And by my hand, here is the Bible in Arabic and in any language you want, if English or anyone. I said this. If you need it, phone us. Like this, every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night by 8 o'clock in the evening. And one day I receive a phone call from somebody. He lives in New Westminster. And he said to me, you promised to give Jesus film in Arabic free. I said, yes, I promise. He said, we are three Muslim family. We live in New Westminster in Burnaby area. Can we have it three Jesus film in Arabic? I said, fantastic, why not? You know, Muslim family, give them Jesus film. I said, when you need this? He said, today is Tuesday night. What about tomorrow, Wednesday? I said, I'm sorry, Wednesday. I'm a little bit busy. I remember that. I said, what about Thursday by 10 o'clock? He said, good. I said, do you work? He said, no. I said, okay, I meet you in New Westminster. This time I have a little office in the church in New Westminster. So I said, I will meet you in my office in New Westminster, Thursday, 10 o'clock. After I finish with him, I try to prepare those 3 years film. I understand I have it in my office, in my home office. Actually, I didn't. I said, oh boy. Okay, maybe in the church. So I think about to go to church on Wednesday. So I went to the church. Nothing. I said, oh boy, I am in trouble now. How I do this? You know, but if God give you a vision, he will provide what you need. 100%, not 99%. Believe me, if God gives you a vision, He will protect you everywhere you go. If God is not meaning some trouble can be happen, that's okay, you know, but still under protection of God. So I said to God, okay, what do? I just phone Campus Crusade, because Campus Crusade, the one provided Jesus film in Arabic. They didn't know me actually this time. I phoned them. Lady answered the phone, wonderful lady, Canadian lady, white. She speak English better than me 100 times. From 20 years, I didn't know even the English like now. Even is weak now, is more weaker. You know. So I talk with her. My name is Samir. I'm looking for Jesus film in Arabic. She said, in Arabic. I said, yes. She said, do you have it? Yes, we have it. Thank you. I am looking for 3. She said, good. I said, okay. When I can have it? She said, when you pay the money. Money. I understand it's free, actually. It's a misunderstanding. So, money, how much? She said, each one $35. Oh, 35 Canadian dollar multiply 3 equal. So, actually, my salary this time, it wasn't like, it's just enough for the rent and for the car, for the family, like this, you know? So I said, okay, how can I pay this amount? Even the offering in the church is not bringing this money. All of them refugee from Iraq, from Sudan. They don't, even they put their hand in the offering to take the money, not to put money. So... So I said, how can I have the money, you know? I told her on the phone right away. I said, okay, can I have it free, please? Very Middle Eastern way, you know? And she said, no, you can't. This is Canadian. Okay. How can I have it free? Middle East again. And she said, in Canadian way, you need to write a request and send it to the board. And the board will make a decision, and we can give it to you. Very Canadian. I said, I said to her, but when I can do this? She said, you need to wait 15 days. 15 days? I need it for tomorrow. Because this is Wednesday. I can't wait 15 days. She said to me, this is the only way. I back to God. Always good to back to God. With the vision He give it to you. I said, God, you give it to me. I do what you ask me to do. Now I need it. How can I do it? And I pray like in a very simple way, you know. And I said to God this. And I said this. I remember this sentence. I remember this very well. Even 20 years, I remember very well. I said, you know, I am not looking for the board. Now I am looking for the Lord. I just said this one, you know. I love board, by the way, but I said, God, I'm not looking for the board now. I'm looking for the Lord. Can you help me? Like this, you know. I said, amen. And Thursday, 8:30 in the morning, my appointment, 10 o'clock with this guy. So I need at least have an hour to go from Surrey to Newestman, just driving like this. So I said, God, you know, 8:30, I pray in my quiet time. I need help, God. I will go to meet him. Even if I don't have it, I will meet him. I will not say, sorry, I'm not feeling well, blah, blah, blah. No, I will go, you know. And I said, God, I will meet this guy. Help me even for him to understand situation. Even he's Muslim. So I said this and I finish. Maybe 20 minutes to 9? I don't remember exactly. Maybe 20, maybe 20, I don't know. I remember this. Our home, somebody knock on the door. Somebody knock on the door. Not even push the, what you call it, like, just he use his hand. This is actually is a Middle Eastern way, you know, to use the hand like this, you know. And I said, okay, who's come without appointment? You know, I start to become a little bit Canadian, you know. So I said... I said to my wife, you know, Louisa, do I have any appointment? She said, no. Is any somebody need to come? No. I said, okay, open the door. She said, no, you open the door. I said, why? She said, because I don't have any appointment. You know, we laughing. I went to the door. I opened the door. There is a wonderful man. I know him. His name is Gary. Stevens. And Gary is a tall guy, wonderful guy, you know. I know him from Frontiers. I remember his ministry this time. Anyway, Gary, he have a plastic bag in his hand. He said, "Can I come, Samir?" I said, "Sure, brother, come in, don't worry. You know, we are from Egypt. You can come any time, by the way, but not after midnight." Anyway, I said, come in, brother. And we can, he said, "Can I have a tea?" I said, "Tea, you know, we are like European, tea and milk, you know." I said, "No problem, we can give you tea and milk, and just come in." And he came in, we sat together. He said, after he finished, drink maybe half a cup, not even the full one. And he said, "Samir, I need to leave. Like 10 minutes, you know." And I said, "No, why, brother? Just you can have a seat as much as you want. I have appointment 10 o'clock. Don't worry, I have time." He said, "No, no, no, I will leave. But when I pray last night in my room, and God came to me, speak to me in very clear way. Listen to this. And he said to me that you have 3 Jesus film in Arabic in your office. Put it in the plastic bag, give it to Samir because he needs that." Wow. Amazing. You know, that is the way God provide. So don't worry about how we provide your ministry. Don't worry. All what you need, just obey, say yes to God, be ready, be available for the Holy Spirit so he can use you and he can provide all what you need. This is after this, guys, and I just encourage you, you know. I said to my my boss or my leader, I don't know how you put it in. Anyway, we need to be in television. Listen to this. Listen. Amazing. Oh, I have to finish after 5 minutes. Oh, boy. Anyway, another story. Like Oasis, I can speak until hour after hour. I will not be finished, but I will give it in very quick way here. We start of this television in satellite dish. You know satellite? You know? Everybody have satellite dish. And some homes, they have more than one. One in the bedroom and one in the family room. One for the children and one for the parents. Like this. Egypt, North Africa, Middle East, 350 million, they have satellite dish. 350 million, they have satellite dish. They speak Arabic. I said, "I need this in the name of Jesus." I pray for that, and God gave opportunity to be in satellite dish almost 17 years now. You know, I start to ask the stations if I can have it. Many stations, they said, it was like two stations, Sat7 and Miracle. That's all. Now we have 7 maybe or 10. So I said, you know, how can I put the program? I don't have studio. I don't have camera. I don't have anything. But God can provide. So we started television in a very wonderful story. But I don't think I can share it. But anyway, God used a German background guy, Mennonite guy, and this man is like almost 85 years old to give the first check to start the television ministry from all what he have, all what he save, you know, in all his life. He gave a check for $50,000 to start our television ministry, satellite. You know, amazing, amazing. When somebody visit him in his home, he have a sofa from Salvation Army. He didn't know what meaning even to put a CD to listen it. He didn't know anything. But he said, "God spoke to me and my wife to give all this money. We save it in all our life for the Arabic television ministry." And we start our satellite in an amazing way. Now we are 26 times a week on television. On TV, you know. Now I'm here in Burnaby, but actually I am somewhere in the world. I don't know where it is actually. I lost now where it is. I lost it actually. Like many people, like I was in a meeting last night with Arabic people. They said, "I watched television last night. I just watched you from 1 hour." I said, "Okay, brother, bless you." No, I don't know where he watched it, but he watched it. And I pray for to be life. You know life? L-I-V-E. Is right spelling? L-I-V-E. And you know what? We receive a phone call and we can answer in the same life, you know? We have now every Thursday night. You can watch it even in Burnaby. Every Thursday night. 9:30 in Egypt time. It's 12:30 here in the afternoon Thursday. We have 1 hour and have live broadcasting. The last one, I just came back from Egypt 4 days or 1 week ago. And we have more than 60 phone calls every Thursday. And Muslim people phone from Saudi Arabia, from Morocco, from Europe, from Australia, from New Zealand, from United States, from Canada. They phone, ask questions. And I interview somebody and we answer the question. And it's amazing opportunity, amazing. And after God give us more blessing, by the way, I pray to God, I said, can you make oasis little? I become old. I don't know if I say this or not. I become like not have the same energy, right? You know, I am over 60. I said, make it, I don't like to see it big. It's good what we have and keep what we have and do what we have, right? I pray this. You know, every time I pray this, next day, God make it more bigger. Maybe it's not understand my Arabic. Actually, you know, and it's big, week after week. I said, God, how can I do it here? We start just in our trip, last trip to Egypt. I went to Tunisia with our house church leaders. We have 85 house church in North Africa. We focus in Mauritania, in Morocco, in Algeria, in Yemen, in Tunisia, in Egypt. And God add another 2 countries. You know, we add now Libya. And we add now Iraq. In 1st of October, will be like approve Iraq to be the minister. It's amazing, amazing how God make it more. And we have now a new ministry. Maybe you are young people can join us in this one. You can speak with Kevin more. Like send me ministry. Send me is a big now. We have a leader, wonderful leader actually. And they start already a trip. And now they do another one next month. We will do 8 teams every year around North Africa and Middle East. And my dream and my vision from long time to send the teams to the Arabic country from the Arabic people, be missionary to themselves, you know. And Egyptian team or North Africa team, put it like this, was North America or was a Chinese team, if 5 here, 5 there, and come together 10 people and spend a wonderful time in the training here and in Egypt, in our office there, and they can go for North Africa, Middle East, together as one team. They can do amazing things, you know. That is another new ministry. Send me. And I just said to the leader, not yesterday, day before, I said, my dream to see this send me ministry to be around the world, not just to be in North Africa and Middle East. Can be for Arabic people in Syria, can be for Arabic people in the United States, in Europe, in Germany, because we have ministry in Germany now. We have many doors open for us. So that is Oasis. Immigration Refugee Welcome Center, is amazing ministry. Now Kevin, he do amazing work there. And you see refugee people, more than 150 family now come. And we help them in immigrant paper. But we pray to God, open doors for us to share the gospel and the good news with these people. Amazing, amazing. Do you like to do something for God's kingdom? Do it. Do you like to join us to build God's kingdom? Please join us. Do you like to pray for us? Please do it. Pray. You know, Muslims people around the world, this is the harvest time. This is the harvest time. If we not use it, we will lose it. 100%. We need to do something. We need to do something. To put our hands together, we can make a difference. We can make it in the Muslim world. You know, Syria or British Columbia. How many Muslims in British Columbia? This, many people, they ask me this question, actually. I am always say, you know, maybe around 30,000, maybe. But I think it's more than 30,000. I think Syria have lots of Arabic people, you know. Walk in Syria, you are like walk in Syria or walk in Iraq, like this, you know. Maybe I will close with this. This watch is 11, but this one is 5 minutes to 11. Please, Sister Amina, can you fix this one, please? Yeah. Fix it, okay. You know, I love just to close with this to let you know, like, it is amazing to do something for God's glory. You know, I asked myself before when I came to Canada, when I see women with veil or a guy with beard here, like as a Muslim guy, I said, why you bring Muslims to us here? You know, I can go there for them. I can meet them by television or by radio, by internet, like this. And God told me this. When you see them every day, it is a good and new opportunity. I read a message about Moody. Do you know Moody? It's a wonderful preacher, European guy. His name is Moody. Anyway, from long time in the history. Moody, this guy, I read something about him yesterday. It's touched my heart. He said this. He make a decision. I will not go to bed every day unless I give the message for somebody. So one night, he couldn't sleep because he didn't share the gospel with anyone this day. But he couldn't sleep. He left the bed and he went to the street to find somebody to share the gospel with him. And he find a guy, he drunk like this. Drunk or drink? Drunk. He drunk. And, you know, and he shared the gospel with this guy. He wait with him until he can focus in the message. And he shocked him, he said, listen to me, Jesus loves you. And, you know, and this guy, he become very famous evangelist in Europe. You know, and every time Moody, after he shared the gospel with this guy, he went to his bed and he said to God, now I can sleep. Amazing. Amazing. Can I ask a question as a friend? Okay, can I ask you? I don't like to offend you. I don't like to bother you. I don't like to hurt you. Please, believe me. When is the last time you share the gospel with somebody? The good news. When is the last time? When? Can you remember? I don't like to know. Don't be busy with other things and forget the main thing is we need to do it. Sometimes we are busy in the ministry, but we not do it. Don't let, you know, any day go without to share the gospel with somebody. And let this to be our plan for the years we live in this life. I don't know how many years, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 20. I hope you live another 100 years, but please, put in your mind to share the gospel every day with somebody. I love to use social media. Yeah, I'm over 60 years. I love social media. I love it, actually. You know, I just hired somebody for social media in our office in Egypt. I told him, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You know, I love to use this one. Now we start our YouTube channel. Is called New Step Television in YouTube. We put all our programs in YouTube. You know, our Facebook, like we have, I think, like they said, 6 pages. And each some pages have 40,000, 20,000, 16,000. I have 2 pages, each one have 5,000. Like this, you know, thousands of people, they can hear them. Use your phone. Use your internet for God's glory. Use it. You have many ways to share the gospel with people. Don't say, I can't, because I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a missionary. No. All of us, we are missionary. Okay? MB Mission, they pay for us, but God pays for you too. So don't worry. Don't say, I'm not with organization. No, you are with God to share the gospel, because he loves you, he changed you. That's why be open to share the gospel. Thank you, and I will tell more story next time. Bye-bye.